Well, it's time to talk with Brad Graber, our financial advisor from investingintruth.com. And Brad, I'm told you stayed up for the game just like I did last night.
Oh, can't miss that.
Oh, man. And it was worth it, wasn't it?
It was. I shouldn't share my bias, but I was pleased with the outcome.
That's putting it nicely, and I'll say the same. I concur. But, man, it was a good game and a blast. But want to talk to you today about something that I keep seeing popping up. It seems quite a bit in the news lately, and those things are Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Now, first of all, Brad, I got to tell you, I see this and I keep seeing a lot of headlines about how there are great financial returns on Bitcoin. And that's kind of exciting. But on the other hand, I'm going, I don't really even understand it. What is Bitcoin? What is cryptocurrency?
Sure. And Bitcoin is just one example of what we call a cryptocurrency, which is a form of digital money. And what it does, it uses a computerized type of an encryption that secures the transactions. One of the real appeals to it is that these cryptocurrencies are decentralized, so they're not being controlled or issued by a government. A lot of people are kind of losing faith with how government is handling money and the way that they can generate new money, new dollars, or any other currency on their own. And these cryptocurrencies then, they use what, one word you might hear is blockchain. And that is a technology that they're referring to that is basically the transaction database that is handled and processed through computers, and it's almost like a ledger of the history of the transactions of these currencies. So that's the real new technology that came into being with Bitcoin and these other cryptocurrencies.
Well, one of the things that, and I guess probably the biggest reason, honestly, that Bitcoin has gotten my attention is because we have been seeing some reports of really wildly huge returns on this kind of money, where if we're investing, we're going to get a ton back. Now, that is an exciting thought, but what are some things we would need to be aware of?
Well, with anything like this, we're always going to hear about it. People are going to get excited about it because there's the potential for wealth, and there's the potential for those big gains. So that's why it is so popular. It's why we're hearing so much about it. What we have to be really careful about, and I always like to step back from things like this. Investments especially can seem new, they can seem exciting, but we need to be able to process it somehow and not get caught up in all those details that make us excited, certainly not be caught up in the greed of the moment. But rather than trying to focus so much on what is so different about this, I like to go to what is similar to what we've seen before. And that's where I like to look at human behavior and how is human behavior operating with this new technology or this new investment, and what are the similarities to what we've seen in the past?
Well, I know we've talked before about greed, and we've got to be careful about that because that would be human nature to want to jump right in. And we can listen to our hearts and let our hearts talk us into doing pretty much anything if we're not careful. And we know what the Bible says about our hearts. Our hearts lie to us, and we've got to be better stewards. So talk about greed as our guide. How do we even recognize it's greed? I might try to justify it, Brad. How can I really come to terms with the fact that it's probably just greed?
Well, greed can be a very poor guide when it comes to making investments. And like you said, our hearts are corrupt, so our hearts can justify a lot of things. And greed can cause us to overlook warning signs. It can cause us to rationalize bad behavior. And the biggest warning sign is it can cause us to desire money over the things of God. So we really have to be able to reflect on why is it really that I'm wanting to do these. And one of the rationalizations that we can make is, oh, well, if I had more money, then I would do more giving, or I would do these things for God. And we need to remember that God is, he's the one in control of our financial situation, and it's not up to us to try to figure out ways to necessarily get a lot more money and then think that we're going to do good with them, because the wealth will just add to the corruption of our heart. And Proverbs 28:22 is a great verse to go to for this, which says, greedy people try to get rich quick, but don't realize they're headed for poverty. And especially with these kind of get-rich-quick type of things, whether they may be a good investment or they may not be a good investment, we need to realize that motivation of greed leads people to poverty ultimately and leads them into making bad decisions.
Hey, I want to let all of you know, by the way, what we're discussing this morning with Brad Graber is posted on the homepage of his website, investingintruth.com. So you will be able to go there and get more detail on what we've been talking about and will be before our time wraps up here. But Brad, you also talk about how chasing get-rich-quick investment leads to coveting and discontentment. And I've got to think, you know, we lie to ourselves about that too. If I just had more money, everything would be all right.
That's right. And as we get excited about things that could potentially bring a lot of wealth, it instantly makes us start to think of the what ifs. So it's kind of that lottery mentality. Oh, what if I won the lottery? And suddenly everything in our life starts to not seem so great because we're thinking of something that could make it better. So we start to covet other people's lives. We start to look for happiness in material possessions. And before we know it, even if, you know, normally those things don't actually happen, we don't end up with that extra wealth, and now we're suddenly not satisfied where we are and where God has placed us. So we've got to be really careful about that.
Well, and talk too about how important it is to not invest in something that we don't understand, because, you know, I would look at something like cryptocurrency and go, okay, maybe I want to invest in this. I don't really get it. I bet I can find somebody who does, just going to give them my money and let them run with it.
And that is one of the big warning signs I've seen in human behavior around Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, is people are jumping into stuff that they have no clue of what it is. They have this fear of missing out. So they don't want to miss out. So they're willing to take extra risk, jump into things that they don't understand. And that, you've heard me talk about it. That is my number one rule of investing, is not to invest in something you don't understand. God owns it. He owns all of our resources, and we're just managing them for him as his stewards. And would you take your boss's stuff and go do something with it that you didn't understand and couldn't explain? And one day we're going to be accountable for explaining how we handled the resources God put in our hands. And I don't think we're going to want to stand before him and say that we lost it all in an investment that we didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be really, really careful about that. And especially, like I said, a lot of these things are driven by a fear of missing out. And we're quick to take the advice of a coworker, a neighbor, a friend, a family member, someone who we don't really know how much knowledge they have either, but we just assume that they do because maybe they made money in it. And we have to remember that results don't determine whether a decision was actually a good one or not. So just because somebody made money in it doesn't mean they really were operating on knowledge or wisdom. They may have just gotten really fortunate and timed something, you know, lucky that, well, I hate to use the term lucky, but they were lucky because they had no idea really what they were doing, but they still came out on a positive result.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got a copy of your article opened up in front of me, Brad. And what do you mean by this? Hot investments invite exploitation. Explain that.
Yeah, and that's kind of the later phases of these types of hot investments. When everybody starts getting motivated, it takes a little bit of time. You know, the sheep are running towards the investment, and the wolves are starting to gather and figure out how can we take advantage of the sheep. And so in cases like this, it takes a little while to actually build the infrastructure to be able to go and try to entice uninformed or naive investors to put their money with you and take advantage of them. Maybe these things aren't even legitimate, but some of the things I'm starting to see now is just how the interest in bitcoins and cryptocurrencies has gone from more astute investors and technologically savvy people down to the common person that, again, has that fear of missing out. And now all these avenues are opening up for the average investor to get in. Maybe with even just a few dollars, they can start to invest in Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. So they started to go after the uninformed investor, and that's typically in the later phases of what we see. They're motivated by these returns that they already missed out on, and they're willing to jump in just to be a part of the action. And typically what we see is what we call smart money, which is the more sophisticated investor. They've already made their profits, and this is their opportunity to get out while there's still people willing to buy. Because eventually that buying side will potentially dry up, and then there's nobody else to sell to, and that leaves that uninformed investor kind of holding the bag at the end.
Well, we're just about out of time, Brad. I want to let all of you know to go to Brad's website, investingintruth.com. If Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, this is something you're looking into, because a very important part of his article also discusses investing versus speculation. Do not skip over that when you read the article. But, Brad, because we are so short on time, I wanted you, if you would, to just hit a couple of things that you say really bother you about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, because you always take us back to the Word of God, and we know that is trustworthy above all else. So given that, what bothers you about these things?
Yeah, I just put a couple of things on here. One of them is, and some of these may come with time as cryptocurrencies get more developed and refined, but right now, as far as legitimacy as a currency, I don't want a currency to be jumping all over the place in value. I would never sell my home in Bitcoin currency because I don't want to have 10% less value the next day. And Bitcoin is very, very volatile as well as the other currencies are. The transaction processing time right now is slow, but I think technology can improve that over time. But as of right now, who wants to go and at the point of sale be sitting there for a couple minutes for a transaction to process? I think there's a lack of consumer protections right now. And also, governments always like to be able to track money and track the flow of money, especially with terrorism and things like mm-hmm. that out there. So I think governments are going to continue to want to get a bigger piece of the action. And one of the big attractions of cryptocurrencies was that they're decentralized. They're not controlled by the government. So I think governments are going to come into play here as well. And then the last one is just I can't determine a value of what these things are worth. It's only worth what somebody else is willing to pay me. So it's, you know, and some people could argue that about other money too, but, you know, with cryptocurrencies, they're just being controlled by what the next person's willing to pay for it. And right now, I can't tell you what that really is, and it's not stable. So that bothers me a little bit as well.
I had no idea there was so much that we needed to consider about all of this. So I'm glad we talked about this morning, Brad. Thanks for your input on this and all the research you've done.
Absolutely.